we're going to talk a little bit about dreading things and how you can get over that dread. You're invited to an event, or you know you're about to present something to your manager or whatever the case may be, and you are really dreading this thing. I want to give you a new perspective on that so that you feel more confident in yourself to move through it. The other day, I realized that for the longest time, I backed out of events if I felt a slight dread at the thought of them. It didn't matter whether they were social or professional events. If, for example, I had a rough sleepless night, or I got into an argument with someone in my family, with my partner or my parents or my kids, and my whole day would be derailed, I would probably end up skipping whatever event I actually promised to attend. The dread was too much. It was just too overwhelming for me to go through it. And of course, I had all the best excuses lined up, right? There's going to be another one like this. It's not a big deal. I'm going to be in a terrible mood and ruin the night for everyone else. I'd rather take care of myself right now. That's more important. And it's okay if I'm going to end up missing out on something. It's not like I'm going to know what I'm missing out on. That one usually kind of gives me peace of mind, to be honest. Unfortunately, this train of thought does seep into other areas of life. So I ended up backing out of countless gym classes, workout sessions. I skipped writing scheduled content. I canceled doctor appointments. I would happily accept, invitations from people, feeling inspired at the moment, to socialize and do something other than, being at home and doing my routine, only to end up just dreading having to go the closer the date approached. And so I was thinking about this and I was like, why does this happen? Like, why is it so easy for me to back out, to just give excuses instead of just showing up? And I realized that it had to do a lot with dread. So I coined the term the dreaded low. So this is the point before the said event or interaction or class or whatever the case may be, and you're in that zone of dread, okay? Now, unfortunately, with dread come many other emotions, right? Such as fear, shame, guilt, embarrassment, so on and so forth. So everything is just piling on you while you're in this dreaded zone, right? And I started to think, what changed for me? Because at some point, I didn't experience this dreaded low anymore, at least not that much. And I realized that it happened when I went through a few dreaded moments and I became accountable for my yeses. And I found that every time I dreaded an event but still went to it, I came out changed, excited, and full of life. And that has happened time and time again, every time I push through the dreaded low, once I get out of the dreaded zone. Here's a perfect example of what I'm trying to explain. So if you've ever made the decision to go to the gym at 6 a.m, you'll know that it's practically impossible to wake up and go through the motions, put on your clothes, get out the door, so on and so forth. But once you actually walk out of your house and you make it to the gym, and you make it back, you will feel like $1 million every single time. And it goes even deeper than that. And here's a recent example. The other weekend, we took the kids to the pool and I really, really did not want to go. I always end up cold and the kids want to stay forever. And I was just not in the mood. But anyway, we went because that's just life with kids. So as I got in the water, I realized that I had just washed my hair and I really did not want to get it wet. What do you think happened? Do you think I enjoyed myself walking around countless kids splashing water around me? No, I was pissed. I already did not want to go to the pool and I was dreading that. And then I made it there. And now I had my hair to protect. I was dreading getting my hair wet and having to wash it again. So I was in the dreaded zone. After 30 minutes or so, I realized how badly I was holding myself back from actually enjoying my time with the kids. I was so concerned about my hair getting wet that it was all I could think about. And everything else was just so stressful because I was trying so hard to avoid water at a pool, right? Makes no sense. So then I said, fuck it. I'm gonna get my hair wet. And so I dived under the water. I decided that all my stress was not worth it. It wasn't worth me being in a bad mood. And it certainly wasn't fair to the kids or my husband. because, you know, you can imagine the look he gave me when I told him I did not want to wet my hair. Yeah. But the moment I did, I felt so free. So free. I was myself again. I can't explain the burden that was lifted the moment I stopped dreading my hair getting wet. I pushed through the dreaded low and I got to the high. Now, this same phenomenon occurs in every area of your life. The mental effort it takes to get going is so high that it holds us back. But the moment we forge ahead and we push through, the benefits that we gain are enormous. And so I want to challenge you to push through your dread the next time you have the opportunity so that you can experience the high, right? So with that being said, I want to challenge you to push through your dread the next time you have the opportunity, because then you get to experience the high. Because I promise you, the high is worth it. And I think you know what I'm talking about. You just need to get through the dreaded low to get to the exciting high. So think about that the next time you're hit with a feeling of dread. Just say, hey, I'm in the dreaded zone. This is the dreaded low. From here, it can only go up. I can only reach the high. And that should help you stay more accountable when you say yes to something. And to actually say yes, because you know you are resourceful and you are capable of making it through those hard moments so that you can reap the benefits that come from making it to the other side. I hope this gives you a little bit of a different perspective, and it helps you know that you are not alone in feeling that. The same way that everyone that goes to speak on stage feels nervous, it's just a normal human reaction. It's just how capable and how willing are you to push through. That's what distinguishes one person from the next. And that's how you grow. That's how you're able to make it easier on yourself that, you know what, next time you're probably not going to feel that dread because you know from past experience where it leads you, right? It's just something to think about and to really change and to just tweak your mindset just a little bit. That's it for today for this podcast episode. I will see you here next week on the You're Worth Knowing podcast.